Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
God never changes. You know, the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. So one thing I truly believe, when men relapse, they miss it at some point in their maintenance of taking care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is so important. And one of the first questions I asked, and it's interesting we're talking about this, because over the last 2 to 3 weeks, I bet I had at least 50 guys that relapsed that came through the Salvation Army when I was there, and they would tell me the only number I remember is yours, Rev. And then the first question I asked them, excuse me, is that how were you taking care of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Were you going to your meetings? Were you going to church? Were you helping somebody else? Did you meet God every morning before you met man?
Mm.
And usually every time I hear about a relapse, none of them things are in place. I found out with men in recovery that had been through some tough times in their life, it's a lot easier for them to start putting pride back on their shoulders, like they did it instead of God. It's so interesting. I had a young man come to church this morning, and he's going through relationship problems, and he relapsed. And I asked him, how are you taking care of yourself? And he couldn't mention one time where he said a prayer or he helped somebody else or nothing in the last 8 to 10 months. And then all of a sudden he found himself at the bar and drinking. But today when he came to church, we had a little girl that lost her mother last week. And she came up. She's 18 years old. She's on her way to graduate high school. And her one thing she wanted was her mother to be able to see her graduate. But she's an A student, and she got a scholarship to a few universities, and she's going to Oklahoma. And so we prayed for her. But this same guy that just came into church after 8 months walked up and gave her $50 for college. And I asked him, what made him do it? He said, well, the Lord told me to do it. And then when he did it, other people start coming up, giving this little girl money, and she ended up with about $1,000 for her education. Well, we don't get that much in offering in the recovery church, so I said, God must be really working here today. But men that relapse take their eye off the prize.
Yeah.
And I call the prize Jesus Christ.
I got to get the address of that church.
We should hit that, I think.
I'm going to definitely go next Sunday.
Yeah.
A great story. There you go, George. Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.